Mary, you're on. No moo, no moo, no spray.
No moo, no spray. Well, it's been mowed and it's been sprayed. So I think, as I said earlier, I think this year it's already started to happen. But I haven't. I have been just recently. I've heard from Xander. I hadn't heard from him, but I have just recently heard from him. So I will, you know, try and arrange a time to speak to him. What I thought, and I was wondering if Elaine, would it be possible to use the community page or the community council page, just to get an idea of what people, I know that we talked a bit about it last time, but I wonder what people in general might feel about it in the town, you know, rather than just coming along with an idea. And then, I mean, I know it's a kind of, you know, I tend to go on about it, but that's just a personal thing. But, you know, I don't know. And I know that Elaine was in, you know, thinking that we could pursue it somehow. And the other people I wondered who it might be worth contacting is Aberfeldy in Bloom. It's not called that, is it?
Feldy and Flower.
Feldy and Flower. Mm-hmm. Because the, you know, one of the plans might be eventually would be to involve groups in doing wildflower planting, you know, as well as the baskets and so on, but looking at areas of green space. So there'd have to be some liaison with community green space and you know, volunteers are Feldy and Flower as well. And I did have Bridget gave me the number of I can't remember her name, the coordinator for the various in Blooms and in Flowers. Because I just wondered if anybody else, you know, any other groups in PKC were involved with. I think there actually are. I'm pretty sure there are from the biodiversity, the Tayside biodiversity plan. So, but it's just a question of bringing these things together. I'll just keep at it.
Are you on the community notice board, Mary?
I'm not on the community notice board. That's why I was wondering if you know, anybody else would put up a post, or I don't know, Elaine, if you...
I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, so maybe if I speak to Xander and then if I, you know, he comes up with anything, if we come up with anything, I can get in touch with you and, you know, we could just send something out.
Yeah.
It's the kind of thing that could generate quite a lot of comment on, which is fine. It may not be good.
It might not be positive.
it's maybe a good discussion to have.
Yeah, I think it's a discussion that a lot more people are happening. I mean, some places seem to have really taken up with it and are you know, rolling ahead with it. And, you know, other places are saying, no, we don't, you know, it's, we like the place. I mean, it's the tidiness thing, isn't it? It's just an idea of, you know, wanting places to look managed, if not tidy, you know, as long as people know that they're being looked after. But I mean, I was very taken aback. I think I mentioned to you, Victor, that in May, at the beginning of May, a guy was hurling round the town on a buggy, spraying the gutters and the sides of the road, and I couldn't believe it. And sort of dogs walking along and kids, and you know, and he was just, you know, the spray was out, and I actually took a photograph of the trail of spray, and he was down Chapel Street, along Taybridge Road, up, you know, all over the place, going at a, you know, a fair lick. And I just wonder, you know, I think there must be another way of doing this, or there must be another way of, you know, a safer way as well, if you're going to use, I mean, I just feel that the spray, it has to be used in some cases, certainly with invasive species, but not just as a general, you know, all over the town, you know, because.
If we start a discussion now, we have plenty of time to maybe have something in term in place for next year.
Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
But continue your discussions with Xander, and if you can draft some text for Elaine, we'll put it up on Facebook and we can place it and keep an eye on it.
Right. Yeah, that would be great. That would be really good.
But it would be good if it did just catch and just see where it went to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you. Thanks.
Is that all we can do with that?
I think so at the moment, yes. Thanks, Victor.
A lot of these little tools you can get now for, you know, taking out weeds between paving slabs and things, quite effective. You know,
yeah, that's quite labour intensive. But funnily enough, there was an article in one of the Sundays about dandelions, and apparently in the Far East, they're absolutely crazy for dandelions. They think they're wonderful. They're talking about smuggling dandelion seeds into, I think it was Singapore, and there was somewhere else, because they think they're just Japan, I think. And they're not sure about the growing conditions, and I just think, God, we spend the whole time trying to, I mean, I do as well. You know, I leave a few, but they just multiply.
So you just hit on an export industry for Scotland.
Well, maybe Aberfeldy could.
Dandelion exporters, okay.
With somewhere an export dandelion seeds.
Yeah. Sure, there's lots of gardeners would be happy to contribute.
Right, Mary. So whether it goes well or goes badly, it's your project.
Okay. Yeah. Fine.
No, that's good.